May the Lord help us to walk on the straight and narrow path until the time that he takes us to himself. Lord, I am here. Please share your heart with me. The Lord began, "Your obedience is very important to me, Claire. You limit what I can do through you by your disobedience and self-will. And what that's about is my curiosity. I asked somebody for a news report, and I could tell the minute they started talking that that was the wrong thing to do. For the sake," he continued, "for the sake of your love for me, can't you exercise just a little more restraint? I am quite serious, beloved. I've had to cancel some plans I had for you because of your lack of restraint. I know you can do better, much better. Temperance is a ladder that takes you to heaven. All that is needed is to step up one rung at a time as I prompt you. Call on me and I will help you. But you don't call on me, rather you indulge. Do you see how destabilizing this fault of yours is? I know you can do better. Will you just try for me?" I said to the Lord, "I need more grace." And he said, "You do have more grace, but there's no shortcut to cooperating with grace. No means no, and without your obedience, we're getting nowhere. You're missing out because you toy with me, not giving me your all. Do you see this?" "Yes, Lord, I see. Are you willing to change and to love me the way I deserve to be loved? Love and obedience are inseparable. It is by your obedience that you demonstrate your love for me. As I said last night when you opened your Bible, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. You can do better than this. The question is, will you? Lord, I'm deeply ashamed of myself, and I see how I have sabotaged this ministry to my self-will, and I'm deeply contrite, even sick at heart, knowing what I could have done had I obeyed the voice of my conscience." He replied, "That's a start. Now put it into practice, for I will not strive with man forever." "That is most sobering, Lord." He replied, "I'm glad you see that. Recall the dreams you have had about being present for the earth changes. Do not be afraid. I will help you. But understand that the true fear of God is only the beginning of wisdom." And then he continued on, "Yes, my children, I deal firmly with my vessels unto honor, lest they lose the honor bestowed upon them. The sweet love and kindness I normally address you with must sometimes be tempered by a bit of seriousness. Some of you are playing with fire, having premarital sex, and being promiscuous. You are living in sin unto the death of your souls, that is, mortal sin. You were Christians, even in the ministry, but you were sinning because your culture is sinful, and this seems normal to you. But all are soon to find out just how far from grace they are. I know your conscience has not been properly formed, and that is why I have extended so much grace and mercy to you. But now I must tell you that you are skating on the edge, and the ice is thin beneath your feet. I would like to see you married. I would like to see you out of adultery and fornication. I would like to see you generous to the poor. I would like to see you exercise self-denial on Fridays. I would like to see you not spending money on vain things, but giving that portion to the poor and needy. I would like to see you stop judging and gossiping and dividing my body, free from jealousy and competition, rather walking the path of deep humility. These are things I need you to practice now, because the great days of mercy are about to come to a close. I love you, and I do not want to lose you. Please take another look at how you are living. Are you living your days for pleasure and agendas? Or are you living your days for my pleasure and my needs? In answering this, you will quickly see whether or not you qualify for the rapture. My true bride is about my business and has very little desire for the things of this world. When she passes by a poor man on the street corner, she does not revile him. Rather, her heart aches for his need, and she is quick to do something to alleviate his suffering. By telling you this, I am drawing a picture of who you must be to qualify for the rapture. I love you beyond comprehension, but I'm also a God who cannot tolerate a bride who remains blind to my needs because her heart is set on the pleasures of this world. Yes, I know this stings, and that is regrettable. But what you will regret far more than firm words is being left to fend for yourself after the rapture. Therefore, I counsel you, buy for yourselves fire-tried gold, and on that day you will have no regrets. I am with you in all of your efforts, and I miss nothing that you do from a pure motive of loving me and the poor I have put in your midst, whom I have put there to prove your love for the things of heaven and to prove your love for me. They are the only Jesus you have on this earth that you can tend to, the poor. Show your love and concern for them and curb your involvements with the world. You will never regret it, and I am with you in all of this.